Hi everybody, Elizabeth here. I'm a nutritional therapist and I help people heal their gut in a natural way and their whole body subsequently. Okay, so today I'm going to tell you one of the most important things that you need to focus on while healing your gut. Okay, so what is that thing? So many people make mistakes, you know, they try different diets, they try different supplements, so sometimes it's not working, it's working, or they change diets, they change supplements, they hear some other supplement is better, and they're not sure if healing is happening or not. So maybe they have improvement in their symptoms, but they don't know what is going on, if there is healing happening or not. So the biggest mistake is when they add more supplements, or they change the diet, or they do something else, and they're not sure what they're doing actually. So, which is the proper way of healing the gut and their whole body? So, today I'm going to tell you how to get everything working for you if you address this one of the most important thing that stands on your way of healing your gut and your whole body. Okay, so what I'm about to tell you is the pillar number 2 in my program that focuses on managing your stress levels. Yes, you heard me right. So stress levels. Stress is the most important thing that is standing on your way of healing your gut. The problem is not the stress. I mean, we are the problem is actually because we are bombarded on a daily basis from everywhere. We have stress. The problem is our inability to de-stress and to recover from stress. So that's our problem. You cannot eliminate stress. I mean, nobody can eliminate. Stress is all around us. So we have to learn how to live and recover from stress. So this is the most important thing, because 50% of the people who have gut issues, they suffer from anxiety and from depression, and they have sleep disorders. Okay. So stress as by default through the cortisol, the hormone for stress, automatically creates leaky gut, because cortisol by default instantly creates leakiness of the gut, and through leaky gut creates inflammation. So this is how stress is creating inflammation. Okay. So it also increases the pathogenic bacteria and create symptoms like constipation, diarrhea, triggers the histamine intolerance. Leaky gut triggers histamine intolerance. So most of the people who have leaky gut, they have problems with the histamine. And also gaining weight. Okay, so focusing on stress only and learning how to reduce your stress instantly de-stresses your body and automatically improves your possibility of healing the gut and reducing the inflammation, right? So how long have you been stuck with these health issues and not getting the health results that you want to achieve? How long? Let me know. And that you have tried many diets, many supplements, and you didn't focus on this very important issue. Okay, this is like, let's say, for example, you're driving a car. Okay, so one foot is your on the pedal for gas, and another foot is on your pedal for brake. So it doesn't matter how much you press on the pedal for gas, accelerate. If your other foot is on the brake, you cannot go very far. Like something is stopping you to move forward. So this is the same thing. So it doesn't matter how much healthy diet you are eating, you're consuming the best supplements. If you're not focused, you don't address the stress, you don't de-stress yourself, and you cannot recover from stress, you don't know how to control, then healing will not be happening. So you have to make sure. Okay. So only when you focus on all the aspects all together, then your healing process will be unstoppable. So you will only have a progress. You will only move forward. Yeah, so because I want you to achieve the great possibility for a happy life and joyful life, you need to focus on all these issues. Let me know if you think this is important thing for you, and if you are suffering on a daily basis with stress. And maybe this is the one who is stopping you to move forward in your healing process. Okay, let me know in the comments. Okay, I hope you understand the bigger picture now, and you will start making actions. So only actions can lead you to results, right? So I want people who do actions, you know, not just sitting and waiting. Because, for example, if we need to travel from place A to B, for example, I tell you, you need to fly with airplane. Okay, so many people are afraid to fly with airplane. And if I tell you what will be the chances that the airplane may fall down and crash, like maybe the pilot is suicidal, maybe there is turbulence going to happen and it will break the wings, maybe there will be hydraulic failure, or whatever, and the airplane will crash. So the person who is scared will not fly and will find another way, with car, with train, with something else. But the person who is not afraid will get on the plane and will reach from place A to place B faster, right? So this is what I want to tell you. So only the action takers will achieve their goal and can reach faster joy and health in their life, and achieve their goals and purpose in their life. So I want you to be that person. And I know if you're watching, you are that person. Okay, so see you next time. Bye.